figures 56 to figure 61 are related to the flight plan in figure 56 and the flight log in figure 57. These are for a helicopter flight in Texas. It's a Bell 206 with RNAV, so it's a slant India. Helicopters departing Easterwood Field, cruising 7,000, direct to College Station. That's Charlie Lima Lima. Victor 15, Navasota, Tango November Victor. Victor 571, Humble, India Alpha Hotel, direct. Hobby Field in Houston. The flight log is partially filled out, with the first and last leg indicating estimated times en route of 5 minutes and 15 minutes. This particular flight log shows the distances calculated for the second, third, and fourth leg, with the estimated times en route calculated for the first and last leg. Although the flight plan pertains to helicopters, there is enough pertinent information here to make it relevant to airplanes as well. Magnetic variation shown in figure 57 is 6 degrees east. The estimated time en route question for this group of figures provides winds aloft Houston 6,100 degrees at 15. That's the one closest to the flight plan altitude of 7,000. Minus 6 degrees easterly variation gives us a magnetic wind of 0.94 degrees. With magnetic wind of 0.94 degrees, marked up from the grommet at 15, and the first leg magnetic course of 127 gives a ground speed of 97 knots for the first calculated leg, College Station to Navasota. From Navasota to Humble, the ground speed drops to 95 knots. And then from Humble to Hobby, the ground speed indicates 103 knots. The times en route for the three calculated legs then are 16.7 minutes, College Station to Navasota, 26.5 minutes, Navasota to Humble, and 10.3 minutes from Humble to Hobby. When added to the given 5-minute en route time for the first leg and 15-minute time given for the last leg, the total comes to 73.5 minutes, which equals 1 hour, 13.5 minutes. That can be rounded up to 1 hour, 14 minutes, and 1 hour, 14 minutes is what's entered in Block 10 of the flight plan. Figure 58 shows an excerpt from the airport facility directory for College Station Easterwood Field, as well as VOR receiver checkpoints for Texas. On which frequencies could you communicate with Montgomery Flight Service Station while on the ground at College Station? The airport facility directory entry has a communications line. The second line underneath communications is Montgomery County Flight Service Station. The third line indicates College Station RCO, that's a remote communications outlet, 122.65 and 122.2. Those are the frequencies on which you could communicate with the Montgomery County Flight Service Station while on the ground at College Station. College Station has a VOR receiver checkpoint, and it is indicated as Easterwood Field, frequency 113.3, Charlie Lima Lima. It's a ground-type VOR receiver checkpoint. The azimuth from the facility is 0.97 degrees magnetic, 3.2 miles, on the west edge of the parking ramp. What indications on the VOR receivers and DME at the Easterwood Field VOR receiver checkpoint would meet the regulatory requirements for this flight? For a ground-based checkpoint, the tolerance is plus or minus 4 degrees. The 0.97 radial should be indicated, and a good indication is anywhere from 093 to 101 degrees. 097 degrees from to 101 degrees from would meet the regulatory requirements for this flight. Figure 59 is an excerpt from the en route low altitude chart showing College Station at the top part of the chart. Navasota, Fortac is right in the center. Right side, toward the bottom, is the Class Bravo airspace for Houston Intercontinental and Hobby Field. Figure 60 shows an excerpt from the Airport Facility Directory entry for Hobby Field. It also shows an en route flight advisory service excerpt. Notice in the AFD entry for Hobby Field, UTC minus 6, minus 5 for daylight time. Also at the en route flight advisory service excerpt, just below Montgomery County, to the right of Houston, are the times indicated 1200 to 0400Z with the special symbol, which means that hours are 1 hour earlier during periods of daylight time. So what are the operating hours in local standard time for the Houston en route flight advisory service? UTC minus 6. So the operating hours in local standard time of the Houston EFIS are 0600 to 2200 local. Figure 60 alpha shows the ILS runway 4 approach plate for Hobby Field. In the plan view, the localizer 109.9 is shown with an inbound course of 038 degrees. There's a locator outer marker called Tutty. Frequency 395 hotel uniform is the identifier. Also, there's a radar fix called Platts Intersection, Papa Lima Alpha Tango Sierra. It's 11.8 DME on the localizer, and it's a radar fix, but it's also the 291 degree radial from the Shoals Vortac, that's 113.0. In the airport diagram, the touchdown zone elevation is indicated. That's the highest elevation in the first 3,000 feet of the landing surface. The TDZE for runway 4 is 46 feet MSL. Figure 61 shows RMI and CDI indicators. The RMI is tuned to the locator outer marker hotel uniform, frequency 395. And the VOR number 2 is tuned to the Shoals Vortac, 113.0. The CDI indication is tuned to the localizer, 109.9. The inbound course, 038 degrees, is shown on the OBS. And the CDI indications show that you are right of course and above the glide slope. The RMI indication is showing that you are heading about 038 degrees. The thin needle shows that you are inbound to Tutty, locator outer marker. And the large needle, tuned to the Shoals Vortac, indicates that you are on approximately the 300 degree radial. Platts intersection is on the 291 degree radial. If you're indicating that you're on the 300 degree radial, you would be beyond Platts intersection. What is your position relative to the Platts intersection, glide slope, and localizer course? Past Platts, above the glide slope, and right of the localizer course. For each group of figures pertaining to a flight plan, there is typically a question such as what calibrated airspeed should be used to obtain the filed true airspeed at the flight planned altitude if the outside air temperature is plus 5 Celsius, for example. In this case, the cruising altitude is 7,000 feet, and the true airspeed is 110 knots. The question gives us the temperature of plus 5 Celsius. Well, this is solved with a flight calculator by entering the value for the pressure altitude. In this case, we'll use 7,000, the true airspeed of 110 knots, and the outside air temperature of 5 Celsius. With an E6B or equivalent, that's solved by setting the temperature opposite the pressure altitude, reading true airspeed on the outer scale and calibrated airspeed on the inner scale. Opposite 110 knots on the outer scale, 98.5 knots calibrated airspeed is shown on the inner scale. A rule of thumb for true airspeed is that true airspeed is 2% more than calibrated airspeed for each 1,000 feet of altitude above sea level. Knowing that, 14% of 110 is approximately 95. 14% of 97 is approximately 110.5.